Back in January, the U.S. Department of Labor announced a milestone. For just the second time in history, and the first during a non-recession, women held the majority of jobs in the country. It was a sign of the future, of the changing American workforce, until the pandemic. Since March, women have been more likely than men to lose their jobs, and four times more likely to leave the workforce. Why is the pandemic hitting women's working lives the hardest? And what can be done about it? I'm Malcolm Burnley. This is The Why. Jovita Hill is the executive director of the Mayor's Office of Women's Engagement, which aims to bring female voices into decision-making in the city. This year, her office has hosted a series of listening sessions to capture the experiences of working women in the pandemic. Jovita, why is this pandemic hitting working women so hard?
I think if you think about the city of Philadelphia, you have to think about who are the essential workers. And the essential workers are women in healthcare, women in childcare, women in retail. And these women are mostly Black and brown women. They're bearing the heavy burden of being essential workers. But as essential workers, that means they're more in jeopardy of contracting COVID-19, having to work every day in hazardous conditions. And also, some of those jobs have disappeared. Women have a higher rate of unemployment during the pandemic. Women are also primarily handling the homeschooling because their children are in the situation of virtual learning. Whatever the economic condition of women has been before the pandemic, it's even worse now.
And was that the idea behind doing these listening sessions, these town hall listening sessions?
Yes. The idea behind the listening sessions is that we wanted to hear what Philadelphia's women, and especially Black and brown women, how COVID-19 was impacting them. Our office looks at people who are oppressed being the experts on solutions. And what do they need? Not what government thinks they need, not what government thinks they should have, but what the women think they need.
I'd like to ask a few questions about some of these women whose voices you heard. And one of them was Anne Grice. And she was a union construction worker who sets up exhibitions at the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
I love my job. I love Local 332. I love working for the Pennsylvania Convention Center. I love the shows.
She had been essentially laid off from her job and then had to take care of her 12-year-old son who was doing virtual schooling.
And there's no way of telling what time we will be going back to work.
What about Anne's story resonated with you?
What resonated was that pandemic has been going on since March. And unemployment compensation only lasts for a certain amount of time. We also know that since May, the federal government has been sitting on the CARE Act, which would provide stimulus for workers like Anne.
I've lost my medical benefits, and by me making unemployment, you know, it's very hard. Of course, I have a young child. I have a 12-year-old son, and, you know, he's eligible, but it's very hard.
And so all of these things, how do you weigh, you know, your income and your caregiving?
And another woman who was featured was Melanie Edwards, and she was also in that situation. She was a mother, a wife, also a grandmother, and also taking care of elderly family members, all while trying to work, trying to still pull in a paycheck.
COVID has impacted my family it's crazy. For one, we were out of work from March until recently. I think we went back in July.
Melanie was also heading a multi-generational household. She's also a childcare provider.
Because I have to help my daughter with her newborn, and I also am helping with my mother who is suffering from Alzheimer's. And every time I go, because my mother lives with me, I have to bring my mother with me.
Once you also get into the issue of caregiving, that's a burden that falls on women. And it's unpaid labor.
It's been tough. It's been tough. But rewarding on another end because I got to have family time.
When we come back.
It's almost as if you take two steps forward and then five steps back.
I'm Malcolm Burnley. This is The Why. I'm talking with the head of the Mayor's Office on Women's Engagement, Jovita Hill. We left off discussing the pandemic's disparate impact on women. One way we see this, women who haven't lost their jobs, but are now at home, also taking care of their children, who are learning virtually.
Oh, hey, yeah. Yeah, no, now's not a bad time.
Have you heard from any women who are now working from home at their jobs without childcare and think that they're successfully able to juggle all of this? Have you heard from anyone who feels like they're doing it well?
No. As a matter of fact, a woman that I know who has been working from home and homeschooling two young children, it's the only way that it has become manageable is she has help. And that help is her husband. And he's working from home. And so they share. They share in the childcare. They share in the homeschooling. They adjust their work schedules to accommodate the children's schedules. And it's stressful, but it's manageable. It's easier to manage this pandemic when you have resources. But there's so many women in our city where resources are minimal.
It's been a really long fight for women to receive or to try to receive equal treatment in the workplace, a fight which is still ongoing with respect to things like the gender pay gap and a lot of benefits. Do you worry that this year will be a setback for having women feel like they have agency to pursue careers?
Yes. First of all, can you imagine what it's like trying to secure employment during a pandemic when a lot of places are cutting back? In Pennsylvania, women earn 79 cents for every dollar that a man earns. For African-American women, it's 68 cents. And for Latinas, it's 56 cents for every dollar. And I imagine that once the numbers are in for 2020, that wage gap will be even starker.
You said you looked to women as experts on their own needs, and you wanted to hear what they had to say in these listening sessions. What did women say they needed?
One of the things that kept coming up over and over again was better pay. Increase wages.
You're like on the front lines and, you know, at the end of the day, we're only getting paid $2.83 an hour.
We don't know. And if they don't provide us with federal and state money, then I don't know how much longer we are going to be able to survive.
The best way they can help is by paying us better.
And it's almost as if you take two steps forward and then five steps back. It took the city of Philadelphia 3.5 years to get our wage equity bill passed. And it was a simple bill, Malcolm. All it required is that in Philadelphia, employers not ask prospective applicants their wage history. Because traditionally, that salary history question would often put women and minorities in low-paying jobs their entire working lives. And so we finally won in the courts. We finally were able to enact it. And bam, the pandemic happened. So we have this wage equity bill to protect women and minorities in terms of impact on wages, except now there are no wages to be had.
We've been talking about how women have been taking on all sorts of additional labor during the pandemic, often in addition to their income-producing jobs. Do you think that's going to lead to more recognition of the work that women do and have always done?
I would hope so, but just in terms of historical reference, there were women who did amazing things, whether it was in taking care of people, whether it was stepping up, stepping out during the 1918 pandemic. And 100 years later, we're still talking about women getting their just due in the workplace. So I'd like to be hopeful, but I think it's a constant struggle.
Jovita, thank you so much for sharing the work that you do and for giving some insight into what women have been going through during this pandemic.
Malcolm, thank you for this opportunity. This was a really great discussion. Thank you very much.
Jovita Hill is the head of the Mayor's Office of Women's Engagement. The Why is produced by me, Malcolm Burnley, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, Sabrina Boyd-Circa, and Buffy Gorilla. We get editorial direction from Ariella Cohen. You can find me on Twitter @MalcolmBurnley. Thanks for listening. Be safe. We'll talk to you Thursday.